This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
Laudato si is praise be. Okay, so it's praise be. You know, it's what it says, you know, in the Italian and the Latin. Praise be to you, O Lord. And it really is the very first words, really, of the Canticle of the Creatures, written by and composed by Saint Francis of Assisi. And Pope Francis took that as the starting point of this groundbreaking, or maybe that's not a good word to use, but revolutionary encyclical on the environment. And it's called Laudato Si, Care for Our Common Home. Okay, so he's writing it, of course, to all Catholics, but more than that, it's to all Christians, it's to all peoples of the world, really, because he calls it, and this is the beautiful thing about it, is that it's common home he speaks of. We share a common home. So no matter where you are, what your religion is, or no religion at all, or what culture, background, race, or whatever, where you are on the planet, we have one home, okay? There isn't a planet B as such, okay? You're not going to find that, certainly not in this solar system, okay? So we have to care for this planet, okay? This is what we got. As you know, and what we're hearing from the latest environmental reports from the United States government itself, you know, is saying that this is a crisis, okay? That we are facing a crisis with the rising temperatures, primarily that, but also too with the CO2 in the atmosphere and in the oceans. It's poisoning the oceans, killing off the coral reefs, and raising as the polar caps melt and the glaciers melt and so forth, and the permafrost melts. You know, it is the sea levels are rising, okay, and as the permafrost melts in then the polar cap areas, that we're going to release huge amounts of methane into the atmosphere, which will speed up this warming, this climate change, extreme climate change, really fast. Okay, and it is true. Yes, you know, the Earth goes through its, you know, regular processes and cycles. But what we are doing with human activity, and especially the use of our fossil fuels, is that we're speeding this up at an enormous rate. And we cannot adapt, and the animals cannot adapt to this. And so we are seeing, along with this, then, in interruption of migration routes and habitat, the birds, and yeah, the destruction of habitat, and right. So forth. So we're seeing a species depletion, okay, and extinction, okay. So unless we do something now and quickly, right now, we don't have much time. We're going to see a cataclysmic event happening with this planet, our planet, okay. And so this is certainly. This 95-99% of science agrees with this. There is no debate anymore about this. So we as spiritual leaders and as religious communities have a very important responsibility to help show this, that this is not a moral but also a spiritual crisis we're facing, okay? And that we must show leadership in turning this around, okay? So it is what we're doing. You know, again, Laudato Si called for the bringing together of all peoples, you know, to work together on this. There are many different approaches and understanding of how to deal with this. There's not necessarily just one way of doing it, okay? And so Pope Francis is calling for that dialogue and action, okay, together, not leaving people out. But the thing about it is that, especially, this is close to the heart of Pope Francis, is that climate change especially is firstly affecting the poor, okay? So if you're a subsistence farmer, you're depending on those rains, okay? You don't have irrigation. You don't have modern technology. This is your bread and butter. This is your food for your family, okay? They cannot, when the rains stop or when they get flooded out now with these incredible weather catastrophes,
yeah.
Right? They can't bounce back like that. And so that's one of the reasons we're seeing now great migrations of people and refugees. Okay, we have climate refugees today. Mm-hmm. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So the poor are already suffering this.
Well, we saw it with our friars in India, the conventual friars we work with in India, in the state of Kerala. They were badly flooded out, and they had people from the area living with them in the friaries in one of their seminaries.
Sure.
I mean, because the same catastrophic kind of thing you're talking about.
Sure, exactly. And they're going to increase, okay? And they are increasing. So getting back then to the initiative, the Franciscan Earth Care Initiative, okay, of our province, we are doing what we can. We believe this is a movement of the Holy Spirit for us, that we have a responsibility to show leadership on this. We are a land-based community. God has blessed us with the stewardship of lands and buildings and so forth. It's about reconditioning these buildings. It's about making them more efficient in the energy use, and then the kinds of energy and the sourcing of that energy, for instance. It's the use of recycled products. It's the use of materials that are not harmful, you know, they're not extracted or causing harm in their extraction. The wiser use of the limited resources we have, okay? So, and using them in a responsible and frugal way, okay? You know, we have a number of plants in some of our places. We're going to be putting in solar. We already have that in several of our
friaries.
Yeah, solar arrays on the rooftop and so forth.
San Antonio.
And we're going to San Antonio, Mesilla Park, and other places. We're talking about it here at the Mount for sure. And geothermal and so forth, rewiring, all of that. Those are very important things to do. We must move towards renewable energy right now. Okay,
greater efficiency.
Efficiency in that. But ultimately, technology is not going to save us. All right, it has to, along with this, you know, you have to have a renewable heart. Okay, you have renewable energy goes along with renewable heart. It's a whole different way of living and so forth, you know.
Different way of looking at the world.
And the way of living and looking at the world. You know, the world is not a commodity. The earth is not a commodity. And that's the thing St. Francis of Assisi saw, even in his time. He saw the commodification of everything. With the beginning of...
Even then.
Even then, the early Renaissance there, you know, we saw that expansion of a certain industrialization and so forth, and business that was extracting from the earth and making it capital and being abused, okay, and seeing it as object rather than as subject. There's a difference.
Because often, I think we talked about this, and you know, Father John Elmer has mentioned this, that... We don't notice, we walk past and don't really see the gifts that we've been given, but Francis of Assisi did, and it struck him so deeply, shook him really, that he responded with this beautiful poem, this beautiful prayer of praise, written in Italian, called the Canticle, that we call the Canticle of the Creature Sound. I don't know that he called
Laudato
it that.
Si Signore,
right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, exactly. He saw himself as part of it, as an integral part of it, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's why he could refer to it as brother and sister, okay, and mother and father.
It was relational.
Yes, you know. It wasn't just a nice little pretty poetic thing to write. Francis lived it. He knew it. He knew he was in relationship, you know, with all that was around him. He was a part of the earth. You know, in the last 400-500 years, we have been living as if somehow we are not attached to this planet or not a part of it. Huh? But we forgot that second creation story, you know, of how the human person was made, that God scooped up from the clay of the earth and blew breath into it. That's where we're from. Okay. Psalm 139, if you look at it closely, we come from two different wombs. Okay. Speaks about how wonderfully we're made within the womb of our mothers. Okay. But also from the depths of the earth. You look at that. Look at 139.
Right.
Two wombs. Right. Okay. So Mother Earth for sure. Okay. It's a very Christian, it's very Judeo-Christian centered. This is nothing new. Okay.
You were saying, it gets the book of Daniel. There's praise of
sure.
of the things of the earth.
Oh, sure. Right. Blessed are you, O Lord. You know, praise to you, O Lord. Blessed are you. And it calls upon the elements of the earth to bless the Lord, to bless the Lord, okay, along with people, okay? You know, there in Genesis, there Noah, you know, we have the end of the flood and the dry land and that beautiful picture of the rainbow and that. And then those words, you know, from God to Noah, it wasn't just to Noah and to humanity, it was to creation itself. You know, I shall not flood the earth. I shall not do this again to all of the animals. I have a covenant with you. And then when we get then into the Christological canticles in the New Testament, you look at them and at Colossians and that, it is that Christ really, all of creation finds its fulfillment in Christ. Okay, it's not just people, not just people-centered. Okay, that we are an essential and a beautiful integral part of that. Okay, we are that in the sense a reflective part of creation that reflects back on itself. Okay, so creation is also saved, okay, should we say. It's redeemed, okay, through Christ. It's not just people, all right. Now, I don't want to get too deeply into theology here, but the Franciscan Earth Care Initiative does unite technology, theology, ecology, and economics, okay? The goals of the initiative are to share with and involve the community through what we call green projects, okay? Educational programs, volunteering, and partnerships. So it's not only, just going to do these things, you know, we are going to be inviting others to collaborate with us and to join with us, you know,
outside the community.
And in our ministries and so forth. So it's in our parishes and so forth. I know in a couple of our parishes, we began what we call Sacred Earth Ministries, and it's really parish care teams or parish creation care teams that really help parishioners begin to implement more intentional living, more simple lifestyles, helps people to connect their prayer life, their spirituality, you know, with ecology, with the environment, and so there is there's a number of initiatives going on already in parishes, okay, you know, all the way from planting trees to developing recycling programs in the parish to inviting people to eat less meat, you know, meat. The consumption of meat puts a great strain on the earth itself. Okay, besides, it's more healthy, but I want to get into that. But I mean, those are just examples of.
Well, what it sounds like with what you're talking about at the parish level, it's almost kind of getting into that idea of subsidiarity, where you do things locally and create those processes and communities at a local level, and it kind of builds out from there because people make that commitment.
Sure. Yeah, forming carpools to mass on Sunday morning, you know, three cars from your neighborhood going, you could all probably get into one and bring along the shut-in, you know, or the grandma,
you know,
who can't get to mass.
Exactly.
You know. carpooling. Just what, that's a very simple way of, and not only that, of reducing the use of all those cars on the road and parking jam in the parking lot at church, but it's building community. It really is. And then you begin to have that sense of dependency. It is our common home, and we're in this together, okay? So, subsidiarity at the local level is best. Yeah, exactly.
And then you mentioned Mount St. Francis, where we're recording today, where the province is based.
Sure.
Here in southern Indiana, we have quite a tradition here that we're trying to build on, but this property was given to the Friars by a lady who was a famous actress back in the late 1800s who had an uncle who was a Franciscan and gave this several hundred acres, over 400 acres, right?
Right.
But a substantial part of this it has been set aside as a sanctuary. Can you explain what we have here at Mount St. Francis?
Well, 400 acres of of trails, of restored prairie, tallgrass prairie, and forest. And
so it can never be touched.
It's been set aside as a sanctuary
that is separately incorporated, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. It cannot be It cannot be extracted from. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is been designated as sanctuary.
So just outside Louisville here, we have this 400 acres of beautiful property that people can come and walk, spend time, but you know, enjoy the fresh air. We're kind of just a little bit outside of the city.
Come and do some plein air painting.
There you go.
Come and spend a day in prayer. Come and join us at the retreat house and our programming here. We've got some wonderful programs that both the Friars, our staff, put on, plus hosted programs here. Many young people come here. And the draw, you know, again, is our lake, you know, is the space, is the beauty of the land itself, okay, is it's here, okay. You know, there is a real intimate connection between spirituality, the environment, and the arts, okay. And that's what we're trying to do here at the Mount St. Francis, you know, is to really strengthen that, okay. Mm-hmm. To strengthen that's the aesthetic, the sense of the aesthetic. You know, it's there's not much we can improve on that God has created, okay? And it's helping people to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people, come here and do some forest bathing. What do they mean by that? It means it just comes out of Japan. People walk into the forest and they'll just be quiet amidst the grandfather trees and the ferns and listen, just be quiet and sit there and allow the humidity and the smells and the sounds of the forest, you know, to heal you. You know, God, that there is revelation of God, you know. God is so intimately connected with the creation that it's sometimes hard for us to distinguish between the creation and God itself.
And aside from here at Mount St. Francis, this sounds similar to some of the things that Father Tom Smith does at his at the retreat center, Holy Cross Retreat Center in Mesilla Park, just outside Las Cruces, El Paso, that part of New Mexico.
Sure.
He has, doesn't he have like desert experience retreats and those kinds of things that he does?
Well, right, exactly. They're, I know they're investing more now in renewable energy. And also they just built a hermitage that has a beautiful view of the Organ Mountains. It's very simple. It's right there in the Rio Grande Valley. It's an oasis away from, the urbanization that's happening, unfortunately, in that area. But there is, you know, hoping to maintain the natural setting and surroundings of the pecan orchards there and so forth, and also the sense of the desert retreat, hacienda retreat experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess the thing I'd like to wrap up with, you've mentioned a few things. Is there anything else that you can kind of help us think about ways to to respond better ourselves to this challenge that goes back to Francis of Assisi, to find room in our lives to praise God for the gifts of creation, but also, as Pope Francis is saying, to take responsibility for it. Do you have other ideas that maybe some simple things that we can do in our own lives? You've mentioned a few already.
Bring back the Sabbath and observe the Sabbath. Okay, Sabbath rest. The Sabbath was designed for us and given as a gift to God to us, and is also a commandment to observe it. You know, we are not slaves to or cogs in the wheel of production and of being a part of this market economy that in many ways is opposed to a lot of this, what we're talking about. We have to step back from it, from our selling and our buying, okay? Step back and observe, take walks, turn off the television, get to Mass, get to temple, whatever, synagogue, but to spend time in prayer and with the community and get away from our individual selves and our privatized selves. Get back to community spend time and listening to good music or nothing at all, simply get out into the garden. So Sabbath rest is
a sin. You don't think about that being a sin, but it is breaking a commandment when we don't do that.
That's right. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, I'm old-time priest here. Get to Mass. Okay. I am. I mean, I just think that, unfortunately, you know, Sunday has become, you know, the biggest shopping day of the week, and we've lost something with
lots of sports leagues and everything on Sunday morning.
Yes, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Rather than observance.
Sports leagues in the morning rather than hearing the Word of God, you know, and together as community. So there is a direct relationship, I believe, with what's happening with the environment and what's happening with us. Okay, we're getting junked up, we're getting polluted, huh? And there's a
Wow, I didn't think of it that way.
So we get in touch with the gift of our created selves, you know, and we certainly can learn to live with a lot less.
Because that's. Like you say, that's care of creation as well. That's a real revelation.
We don't need half the stuff that we think we do. Nope. The earth can't take it anymore. No. We have to live differently, you know. And that's a challenge to myself as well.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.